Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Apple's flop announcement of 16E.
Yeah, congrats.
Are you disappointed in the release and their big announcement? What should they do next? What's the deal?
Oh, can I just give you your congratulations? Last week you said it was going to be a phone. I was like, nah, they're not going to do something silly like that.
Okay. I've learned the sandwich method, so I want to try this week, okay? So congrats on the investment into the country after you went and had a conversation with executive leadership in the country. Some of those jobs will be coming to Houston, Texas, which I'm in. So it will create jobs. I love that you're trying to aid in the GDP growth and thwarting China from becoming a superpower when it comes to AI. Okay, here's the middle of the sandwich. We don't need another fucking phone.
Respectfully.
I know y'all locked my account, HQ. I know y'all mad at me for y'all to be in the comment. Yo, you don't got to relate. HQ's mad at me. I love them, but they don't love me no more. It's okay. We need something. You should have made the damn Oculus knockoff $599.
The Vision Pro?
Yes. Because yeah, that's the dud on arrival. What happened to the glucose monitor? Watch. Well, I can know my breath rate. Listen, I love Apple. Yo. I love Tim Cook. This is true. And I tell you this for every entrepreneur. This is why, okay, when investors come up, it was like drumline up there, right? Because if you have too many flops in a row, what happens? You get put on waivers. Apple is being outperformed. Okay, let me ask you this. Where is their AI? Elon built something in 18 months when Apple could have went and bought DeepSeek. You could have bought a deep fake and put that shit in the iPhone. Where is it? Now back to the positive. One of the greatest CEOs of all time. He's operated his way into a multi-trillion dollar market cap. I get all that. Stock is performing well, but they do need another hit product. And I'm going to keep saying, you need to go find Johnny Ive, take him out of his consultancy, pay him whatever $50 million he wants a year. They need another hit product. I know they get 30% out of the ecosystem. I've been investing in Apple for a long time. But if this does not become better, which is the onboarding tool to get people in tech on, it is going to have an issue. And it's a lot of videos from Apple fanboys and in corporate who used to work there who are asking now, is Apple becoming our generation's IBM? We're not there yet, but we're getting mighty. Let me ask you, how many does do I get on InvestFest stage before you say, hey, bro, not this year? Two max, right? Oh, no. Thank you. You get what? This is a lesson of the year. You get one time to fuck up in real life. You don't get what's old boy who dropped it on the Ravens and he was like falling. And my boy, the apology letter don't work. Put it in chat. You have to deliver a hit. Every time NVIDIA, even though Jensen starts signing breasts, he's delivered hit product. And if you look over the last 4 years, NVIDIA has outperformed Apple in terms of product release.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue X has outperformed Apple on pure product release. We don't need another kiddie phone, a 16.
Yeah, 16E. I think the price point was what they were trying to sell us. It's going to be $599, whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. It's not a new product. I thought they should move into the healthcare space and have a product that would do that. I thought maybe they would finally, hopefully, you know, figure out this Vision Pro situation where it only has, check this out. Last year, it's been 1 year since it released. It had 2,100 apps when it opened, right? That first month. It now has 1,800 apps. They've actually gone down in apps. They lost apps. And so there's been no innovation there. It was supposed to be the product. I have the product. It's a good product. They just don't have anything for it, and they haven't built anything around it. So it sucks. But
then you hype, we got a new special release
big announcement. Yeah, but the stock, I mean, it hit its all-time high New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve, I'm sorry. 260. It's not far off from that, right? Today was at $248. So we're not talking about something that has a declined dramatically, and they haven't really had the product. I know they keep saying, the phone cycle, the numbers are coming in for the phone cycle. Every quarter we keep hearing that the phone cycle is going to, and it hasn't happened yet. And then today we hear the 500. So now we're talking about a huge CapEx spend, right? $125 billion a year. I know you just questioned where's the AI. It's for the infrastructure of it and the building of the data centers, but what is app? Is that mean like Apple AI is not going to be on our phones? Like we're still waiting for that to happen. A lot going on at Apple, still in the portfolio, but yeah, a lot of questions, man.
Yeah,
and it keeps performing. It just keeps performing.
And you have to ask, okay, if we go through the product line, let's just go through the main superstar products. Is there a reason to buy an Apple iPad once every 3 years? Like it's not almost either. A useless product. That the Apple Pen is too what Mos Def said about my boy, too many SKUs.
Too many. Yeah, I mean you got an Apple Watch. Do you need another Apple Watch? Do you need another iPad?
No.
The product is good, which is a great thing, but we don't have to update every year like we used to when it was the phone. Like you got a 12. I don't even know what number I have, but I know we're almost up to 17 and I didn't get the last two at least.
No,
it works as long as it works.
My vote, Tim Cook, chairman. We've got to find another CEO. Just like when Doc Rivers won that one title of Boston, he looked good after that on paper. got it. Hey, thank you for the one.
They're gonna go
deliver it to him at the time when we need it. I don't know if he's the CEO. Okay, is Tim Cook with the racism included? Is Tim Cook better than Elon?
As far as what?
CEO.
I think the same tier. They're in the same tier for sure. From what he's from the time he took over Apple to present day, I mean, it's actually better than what Elon's done in Tesla in the same time. They're a $3 trillion company.
They are behind a lot of that off Steve Jobs' back, and they don't give him credit.
Hey, it happened. You feel me?
So, and if all of y'all be like, yo, your Apple take is crazy, I'm part of the reason why you got to invest into Apple. No, it's not. HQ saying this shit too, but he run that shit like FA too, so you can't say too much up there. But when Steve Jobs' impact get reduced to a theater, it tells you a lot about the new culture there that a lot of people don't like. And a lot of people that are in executives on the executive side of Apple are leaving too.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna. They've lost a lot of talents, like the guys you mentioned, Johnny. Like they've lost talent that was able to create innovation. And so, what's happened? Well, even the phones. It's like we're gonna watch another company, whether it's Huawei or we're gonna watch what they're doing. Google, we'll watch what they're doing inside the phone, and we'll try to make it our own version of that. And that'll be part of the new additions to the iPhone. Where it's like, nah, man. If you look in China, they're not even in the top five anymore
at all. Like, when a bunch of these companies came and pitched to be in your ecosystem and you told them the product wasn't good enough. What? And don't package a 17F either. Rashad, you can take the meeting. See, you smart. You know, that was Ian talking crazy. I love you.
Remember, he said that, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Hit the like button and share. We almost at the
no, don't sell Apple stock. This is called an assessment, SWOT analysis. So I know we're gonna get that. You should I sell? No, not yet. I'm just need to do better. Like some of y'all men who got girlfriends who disappointed. Like see, that's how the Steve Smith come in.
Oh, we don't talk about Steve Smith on Black.
Yo, that is beyond diabolical. It's
beyond. When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.